Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of Daf. This year we'll be talking Daf lesson a day in a few minutes. We're looking at Pesachim 87, a lot of really cool agarata, my favorite part of the Gemara, the stories, the morals, the lessons, the teachings, the parables, really cool part of the Gemara. So there's a couple of them here in Pesachim. Let's focus on what Rav Yochanan says. Rav Yochanan said, why did Yeravam, the son of Yehoash, king of Israel, merit to be listed with the kings of Judah? The verse to which Rav Yochanan refers is about to be quoted, but the kings of Judah perpetuated the Davidic line. It was therefore a merit for a king of Israel to be listed together with the kings of Judah, especially because a lot of the kings of Israel were not very good, especially Yeravam, not such a good king. Why did he merit to be listed with the kings of Yehuda? Because he did not accept slander against Amos. Lo kiba lashon hara al Amos. How do we know he was listed with the kings of Judah? Because it's written in the Pasuk, the word of Hashem that came to Hoshea, the son of Be'eri, in the days of Uzziah, Yotam, Achaz, and Chizkiah, kings of Yehuda, and in the days of Yeravam, the son of Yehoash, king of Israel. That comes from Hoshea. How do we know he didn't accept slander? For it's written, Amatziah, the priest of Bet-El, sent word to Yeravam, king of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you, etc. And it's written in the next verse, for thus did Amos say, Yeravam will die by the sword, etc. Yeravam responded, God forbid that this righteous man said this. And if he did say it, what can I do to him? It was the Shechina that told him so. He did not accept this Lashon Hara, and he was merited, he had the merit to be listed amongst the kings of Yehuda, and Yehuda had many righteous kings. So a simple lesson to learn, an obvious lesson to learn, is if somebody who is from a line of kings was part of the Jewish people that Hashem was not happy with, Hashem was not so keen with, and a lot of them did a lot of bad things, but yet, even if they were sinners, even if they were wicked, even if they were shum, they had the merit to be listed with righteous kings just because of not accepting slander. How much can we do in our own life to push ourselves not to accept slander, not to accept Lashon Hara, not to accept Rechilas or Motzi Shemron, and to do what we can to actually listen to others, to actually talk well to others, talk nicely to others? There's three elements that are supposed to stop you from speaking Lashon Hara: the mouth, the lips, and the teeth. And it comes from the throat, which you could add in also. I think the Chafetz Chaim says this. I don't think any other body element has that. You know, the hands are the hands, the ears have the canal, the eyes just have the lids, and you could put your fingers on. But the mouth has all these things, safeguards that we're supposed to be careful. If this king could do what he can not to listen to Lashon Hara, and it could be accrued as a merit for him, as a zechus for him, that he gets schar to be listed with righteous kings, how much more so in our own lives? What can we do in our daily days to make sure that we don't accept Lashon Hara, that we don't speak Lashon Hara, we only speak Lashon Tov, good things, and bring Ahavat Chinam to all the people around us? Maybe in such a way, we can merit to have only goodness around us and to be around righteous people and to bring the coming of Mashiach, which should speedily come speedily in our days. May it be today. Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 88 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.